It's Tatum with 97X and Cromwell Media, and it is time for our Volunteer Owensboro, brought to you by Foreman Watson Holtree. And I'm super excited for this week. I'm being joined by Vicki Ellis with the Western Kentucky Regional Blood Center.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Tatum?
I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Yeah, Foreman Watson Holtree. Blood drive coming up.
I know. Next Tuesday, I believe, if I'm not wrong. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. So they're good partners.
Yeah, they're awesome. They do so much for the community, and I love that you guys are doing a blood drive there. Seriously, Travis and his crew care so much about nonprofits and everyone here in Owensboro and beyond. So they are super amazing. We get to be here talking because of them. So,
and we can't forget E.M. Ford.
They're
co-sponsors. So we have a big thank you to E.M. Ford in there, too.
Yes. Yeah. So, Vicki, you, speaking of it all, Western Kentucky Regional Blood Center, what exactly is your title there?
My title is the Director of Communications, Development, and Recruitment.
Kind of tell me what you've got going on right now so we can help you get donors in the door.
Probably the most relevant thing that we're working on right now is our High School Hero Program. With students graduating, if they've donated four times by the time they graduate, they get an honor cord from the Blood Center. And this year, for the first time, we're working with the Davis County Fiscal Court offering a $1,000 scholarship in Davis County. And then in four other counties, we're working either with their fiscal court or an individual to offer the same scholarship. So five $1,000 scholarships, one for each county: Davis, McLean, Hancock, Ohio, and Breckenridge. Super excited about that.
That is very exciting.
I have a lot of students coming in, and if they can't donate and they've got like three and they need one more, then we're allowing them to do a volunteer hour to make it back.
Awesome.
So we're getting some extra hands and extra help.
Right. Yeah. That's really awesome. I know when I was in high school doing stuff like that, it mattered and it felt different for life. You know, I always remember the stuff that I did while I was in high school, one of them being the blood drive at Owensboro High School.
Sure.
Back in, I want to say, it was either 2016 or 2017.
So if you're if you're going to any of the graduations, these students that are wearing a solid red honor cord, that is our cord, and that's what's what they get to wear representing the High School Hero Award.
Awesome. That is amazing. And I love that so many high school kids are coming out to do that as well.
And that's the whole intent behind the program.
Right.
You know, these smaller generations, the baby boomer generation's the greatest generation ever, number-wise.
Right.
So we have small generations, and they make up about 4% of our national blood supply. So we have a ways to go to get these. We've got to have more young, new donors.
Right, right. Speaking of that, my grandpa, he goes and gives blood like any second he can go and give blood. So he's really instilled that in me.
And he is a 10-gallon donor, and he is a great poster child for us. We photograph and put him in more places than he even knows. He's a good sport.
He's pretty funny. But like I said, that always encourages me to get out and see you guys and have you all here at Cromwell Media.
Yeah.
And outside of the high school heroes that you currently have going on, what else is coming up for you all?
Well, of course, in June, we have our Save Our Summer event, and that pulls together like just about every portion of the community, from the banks to the utilities to the emergency services, fire, police, ambulance. But something I really want to tell you about is on Friday, May the 3rd, we are doing it's a birthday party for Dean, baby Dean, which is Joel Hagen's son. And if you all remember Joel Borman Hagen about a year ago, almost to the day, she had a complication with her pregnancy and delivery, and she developed HELLP syndrome. She's alive, and her baby is one, and we're celebrating that next week.
Right.
So come out. Her mother has a spot on Highway 54, Linda Borman. She's a nurse practitioner. Come out, donate blood. 54 units of blood. We have 8 to 10 in our body.
Right.
That's literally 5 exchanges.
Right.
She's beautiful, and her son is beautiful, and it's all too often, sometimes it's not that happy ending, and this time it is. So let's celebrate that.
Yes, yeah. So that is happening next Friday. What are the hours for that, Vicki?
Next Friday, it's 10 to 4. We're actually, it's inside the facility. I believe if you pull around to the backside of it off of 54, they have a nice room there where we'll be set up and ready to go and ready to celebrate baby Dean's first birthday.
Right by the fairgrounds, if I'm not wrong.
Exactly.
Yes, right by the fairgrounds. I always remember by the lion statues, Linda Borman's office. Is next Friday.
And we have a huge banner out there, brought back Pete, and we brought back for all the little reasons. So it's, in Mother's Day's right corner, HELLP syndrome, giving birth, being a mom. And we have Pete saying, "Look, Mom, I gave blood." And then he's on a tandem bike with Repeat.
Oh, I love it.
We want you to be like Pete and Repeat for all the little reasons, because there's an endless amount of reasons that you should donate blood.
Right. Definitely. There is. And Vicki, can you tell me, I know that we had you guys here a couple weeks ago, and I think that we had 16 donors, and I understand that we might have 16 donors, but how many units of blood does that convert to?
Well, it converts to blood components.
Okay.
And there's three per, so you're making me do math. It's too early. So 40 products from those donors. Keep in mind, to put this in some proper perspective, you know, we really are a regional blood center. We serve 11 medical facilities in Western Kentucky. We're responsible for 100% of blood transfused at Owensboro Health, at Jenny Stewart Medical Center in Hopkinsville, at Breckenridge Memorial, Ohio County Hospital, Crittenden County, Caldwell County. We just picked up Owensboro Health Twin Lakes in Grayson County, and coming soon, Muhlenberg County.
Wow.
So we're growing and we're working hard to make sure that anyone that lives in those areas, should they need it, they're going to have it. And that's what we were made for.
You know, right.
We're not made for anything else. I mean, our sole purpose in life is to make sure these communities have blood if it's needed.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Right. And we're so thankful to have you guys here in the community and beyond just Owensboro area, like you said, doing such a great service and going and doing the blood drives and going and getting out and bringing it to the people to make it more accessible for them to be able to have the opportunity to donate as well. Can you tell me, Vicki, if someone can't make it to the blood mobile, but they can make it to your guys' center, where are you all located and what are your hours?
Yeah, I think a lot of people forget that we do have, you know, a center here in Owensboro that's open Monday through Friday. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, our hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. On Tuesdays, we're open from 8:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you work, you got evening hours to come in. And then Fridays, we are 8:30 to 4:30. Our center is really neat. We are the only blood center in the state of Kentucky with the ability to recruit, which is, you know, collect, process, test, and redistribute that blood back out to these hospitals. We can do it all in-house. We don't not rely on or dependent upon any other facility for that. That's a pretty big deal. And that means that we can respond when we need to.
Right. And Vicki, before I let you go for the day and get back to collecting all of the blood in the world that you need, can you please just kind of give us an example of why it is so important to come and give blood and what it kind of means to you to be able to work with people to be able to take the step to help save lives and get the blood to who it needs to go to?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been doing this for 27 years, but, you know, before that, in my younger years, my grandmother received lots of blood. My mother donated, my aunts and uncles donated, and it was just normal for me. I realize it's not that way for a lot of people, but as a dialysis patient, my grandmother relied on it, and she was on dialysis for 13 years.
Right.
So it's very personal for me, and this is a job, and any of us that work at the blood center will tell you, whether you're lab, whether you're front end, or whether you're, you know, collection staff, you have to have a heart for it.
Right.
It is a nonprofit. It's a tough job to do. The hours are weird. You know, there's no set schedule for them,
right,
especially if they're on blood drives all the time. Big hats off to our staff because they are awesome. And they will go just about anywhere I ask them to. You know, if there are people there willing to donate, we are pretty much willing to come.
Right.
So you contact us, reach out to me, email me, Vicki@wkrbc.org, or you can call the center, 270-684-9296. If you want to know where we're at, you can look us up on Facebook. We try to do a good job of putting all of our information on there and where we're going to be. And we really do try to do a good job of being a community partner. We don't just ask for you to give blood. We embrace other nonprofits and participate in what they do, as well as offer education programs in high schools and middle schools when they're learning about blood biology. There's just a lot of different things that we can offer.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Vicki, for joining us. Like she said, if you want to learn more about the Western Kentucky Regional Blood Center, you have a great chance to over on their Facebook page. Thanks for joining us, Vicki, for Volunteer Owensboro, brought to you by Foreman Watson Holtry.